You're listening to SBS News.
Human rights lawyer Amal Clooney, a Nobel Peace Prize winners Nadia Murad and Dennis Mukwege demanded justice for victims of an epidemic of sexual violence in conflicts, especially rapes and other abuses perpetrated by IS extremists in Iraq and Syria. Ms. Clooney told the assembled diplomats that the resolution proposed by Germany could be a turning point for the world.
This is your Nuremberg moment. Your chance to stand on the right side of history. You owe it to Nadia and to the thousands of women and girls who must watch ISIS members shave off their beards and go back to their normal lives while they, the victims, never can.
Nadia Murad is a Yazidi human rights activist and survivor of sexual slavery by the so-called Islamic State in Iraq. She was abducted from an area which was home to about 400,000 Yazidis and held by IS in Mosul when she was repeatedly tortured and raped. She escaped 3 months later, reaching a refugee camp and then making her way to Germany, and she's been advocating for the end of human trafficking ever since. She says nothing practical has been done.
After 5 years since the genocide against my people, as the world stood and watched, no serious steps were taken to save the surviving Yazidis. We come to the UN, we deliver statements, but no practical steps are taken that include reconstruction or bringing the perpetrators to justice or returning the victims and displaced to their homes. Hence, we need serious steps on the ground and not just locally.
Amal Clooney welcomed the draft resolution, saying it was finally a step in the right direction to obtain justice for people like Nadia Murad.
Although this draft resolution is a welcome step forward, especially insofar as it strengthens the sanctions regime for those who commit sexual violence, we must go further. Because if this august body cannot prevent sexual violence in war, then it must at least punish it.
Nobel laureate Dennis Mukwege is a Congolese gynecologist and Pentecostal pastor. He specializes in the treatment of women who have been raped by armed rebels and has treated thousands of women who were victims of rape since the Second Congo War, some of them more than once. He says doing nothing isn't acceptable.
Il n'y aura pas de paix durable sans justice.
There can be no lasting peace without justice, and until women victims are heard with dignity by states and fully involved in the peace-building process and strengthening their societies. Ladies and gentlemen, everywhere I go throughout the world, survivors are prompted to speak by the example of Nadia Murad, my Nobel Peace Prize co-laureate, and their testimonies are living proof. We cannot remain indifferent to their cries.
Nous ne pouvons pas rester indifférents à leurs cris.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres agreed that justice must be done and must be seen to be done.
The global response to these crimes must ensure punishment of the perpetrators and comprehensive support to survivors with full respect for their human rights. Together, we can and must replace impunity with justice and indifference with action.
However, the resolution was only adopted after a reference to the need for UN bodies and donors to give timely sexual and reproductive health assistance to survivors of sexual violence was cut to appease the United States, who threatened to veto the whole resolution if it wasn't removed. In recent months, the Trump administration has refused to agree to any UN documents which refer to sexual or reproductive health on the grounds that such language implies support for abortions. French Ambassador François Dulac told the Council after the vote that eliminating the reference to sexual and reproductive health of victims of sexual violence is unacceptable and undermines the dignity of women.
It's intolerable and incomprehensible. The Security Council is incapable of acknowledging that women and girls who suffered from sexual violence in conflict and who obviously didn't choose to become pregnant should have their right to terminate their pregnancy.
German Ambassador Christoph Heusgen says the resolution his nation introduced makes considerable progress by concentrating on accountability and survivors. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.